This week's Australian Story is a moving account of the Morgan family, part of a remote Aboriginal community in northwest Western Australia. In particular, Ronald Morgan, who was first diagnosed with kidney failure as a child and received a kidney from his mum. Here's Ronald's wife, Coralie, talking.
Ronald and I married in 2011. We have two children, a boy and a girl. Ron's always had checkups for his kidney, and something came up in one of the testing, and they've found that his mum's kidney that he had for 23 years was starting to fail. So he needed to get a kidney transplant.
I didn't know that transplant kidney has got a certain life expectancy of it. I thought, you know, as soon as it's in, bang, I'm cured forever. Yeah, it was very disheartening, really. You got plans for your life with kids and your wife, and all that plan just seemed to go out the window once you hear that bad news. And then just like, oh, my guts turned, and then I was thinking, oh, well, where do I go to from here?
It got to the point where Ronald's only option was to do hemodialysis, which meant we had to move down to Perth, and he had to be put onto a machine for 5 hours a day, three times a week, because we didn't have that back home.
It was a bit of a shock for all of us. Yeah, it was just full on from then, I guess. I decided straight away, you know, to go for the testing and see if I was compatible to donate a kidney.
I don't really want to break down in front of my kids or my wife, because she does a lot, and me stressing out would just add on more thing for her, you know, and that's the last thing I want.
I feel like I'm a big burden on my family's shoulders, and which I'm not used to, and I'm not used to asking for help.
That's this week's Australian Story, directed by Brendan Fletcher. But it was a brainchild of Professor Alan Cass, who heads the Menzies School of Health Research in Darwin. He's a kidney researcher, kidney specialist, and he's speaking to us from Darwin right now. Welcome to the Health Report, Alan.
Great to talk to you, Norman.
What's the proportion, what are the statistics in terms of Indigenous people and kidney disease?
In the National Health Survey performed recently, where not only were people asked about their health, but blood and urine tests were taken, almost one in five Indigenous adults who were tested, including a blood test of kidney function and urine test looking for protein in the urine, a marker of kidney damage, had indicators of kidney disease. One in five. And when you work with communities in remote areas of Australia, you'll have one in three, and often the majority of middle-aged and older adults having evidence of chronic kidney disease.
So how many people move into frank kidney failure, which requires dialysis or transplantation? How many Indigenous people a year compared to the general population? What's the difference in rate?
So across Australia, there are now a little over 20,000 people who need ongoing dialysis or a kidney transplant to stay alive. They have, just as you said, severe or end-stage kidney disease. Almost 2,000 of those are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander Australians. So we find each year that approximately 10% of the new people commencing normally dialysis treatment for severe kidney disease are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander Australians, vastly more than the 2.5% of the population.
So it's about 30 times the rate.
In remote areas, it is at least 30 times the rate. That's correct.
And the cause? Is it mainly diabetes?
It's certainly inextricably linked with diabetes. There are some known risk factors, and these generally arise throughout life. Being born of low birth weight, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are still twice as likely to be born of low birth weight, less than 2.5 kilos. These children are more likely to develop diabetes, vascular and kidney disease as adults than obesity, smoking.
And that's because they're born with small kidneys.
That is the thinking, yes, that they are born with less kidney reserve because they have less glomeruli or functional units in their kidneys.
And so it's the other risk factor. I mean, some people believe, and it's wrong, that alcohol is the issue here.
It's not known as a direct cause of kidney disease. Clearly, we want people to be healthy and be able to look after their general health, and hazardous alcohol impairs that. But it is not a key risk factor for kidney disease in the Indigenous population.
And in any event, the average intake of alcohol is not that high in Aboriginal communities. It's just a small proportion of people who drink to excess. So that doesn't explain the large thing. And just very briefly, because we're almost out of time, tell me a little bit about the background of this film, because you've been nurturing this for years.
We have. We were lucky to film Ronno and his mother almost a decade ago, talking about their experience with him receiving a kidney from his mum when he was a child, as, you know, a family who can tell a powerful story about rallying around a young man with a health issue and helping him to lead a most active life. They then contacted Brendan and me, saying that his kidney, after 23 years, a great outcome, was failing, and that they were embarking on a new and very challenging journey, and invited us to work with them to film this journey over the next 3 years. And I think it speaks so profoundly to an Aboriginal family rallying, helping him, and the impact, though, on his whole family of moving thousands of kilometres to access dialysis. You know, talking about the impact on not being able to find a job, where do his kids live, how does he keep an active role in the community, and how do they move forwards? And that's what I find so powerful in this story.
And not very well understood either.
No, it's not understood. I think we need to think beyond the purely, although important, medical issues that we might deal with as doctors. Clearly, one, if we're going to address the terrible burden of chronic disease, we need to address broader social issues. But we have to understand for our patients that decisions about whether or not they will take up treatments, dialysis, chemotherapy, all sorts of things, there are so many profound factors that impact on people's ability to take up treatment and how they can look after themselves. And these issues are covered beautifully in the Australian story.
And you can see that tonight on ABC One. Alan Cass, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Thanks, Norman.
And if you want to see this week's Australian story, you can always go to ABC iView. Alan Cass is Director of the Menzies School of Health Research in Darwin. I'm Norman Swan, and this has been the Health Report. Hope to speak to you next week.